Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University and Upstate's University Hospital. This is your host, Tricia Torrey, Every Patient's Advocate. Well, those of you who are longtime listeners, you may remember a conversation we brought you about 2 years ago with Dr. Ninka Dosa, developmental pediatrician from Upstate. At the time, we talked about children with developmental disabilities and their need to develop skills to transition into adulthood. This morning, 2 years later, we're going to bring you two guests who have a program to share with us that do exactly that. So let me introduce you to Patty Brecht, Manager of Recruitment and Appointments for Project Search at Upstate. Good morning, Patty, and welcome.
Good morning.
And Catherine Teasdale Edwards, Project Search Coordinator for the Syracuse City Schools. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Welcome to both of you. Project Search, Catherine, tell us about it. What is it?
Well, it's a school-to-work program for students in their senior year of high school who receive special education services. For their senior year, they come here to Upstate, participate in three internships that are about 10 weeks long. Their school day is spent entirely here at Upstate, learning skills both on the job as well as skills that they'll need to navigate the world of work.
So this is a recognition that these kids are going to graduate from high school. They have enough intellectual capability that they really should be in the workforce. They're learning skills for these kinds of jobs. So Patty, tell us, what are they doing at Upstate?
Well, as Catherine said, they do spend about 10 weeks in three rotations and spend time in various departments, environmental services, food service, nursing. They're out in the workforce. They report about 8 o'clock in the morning. They have a discussion with their teacher. Then they report right out to the workplace, and they have a mentor that they're working with. They have job coaches who come in and check with them, as well as the teachers who come to check with them. Then they recap at the end of the day around 2 o'clock, and their day's finished. But
now, you use the term rotations, and when I hear the term rotations, I think of every medical TV show I ever watched, and that sounds like residents. They're not doing medical care for patients,
correct,
are they?
No.
Okay, all right. Because environmental services, that certainly doesn't sound like it. But let's talk a little bit about this relationship. So this is the Syracuse City Schools, and you've established this relationship with Upstate. Is this something unique, or is this something that's going on in other parts of the area or even the country?
Well, Project Search actually is an international model. There are students across the country in 33 different states who report to a business, not just in the hospital sector, not healthcare, but any really large business that has multiple levels of jobs.
Okay.
We target jobs that are repetitive but complex.
Okay.
And it also, the model is being replicated internationally in places like England and Australia, where people with disabilities are the most underemployed population. But
I think I read 63% of people with developmental. So, I mean, this seems like a phenomenal program to improve those numbers.
It is. It is. Actually, the track record has shown that about 75 to 85% of all people that go through Project Search become employed, either at the host business or businesses in their community.
What kinds of developmental disabilities are we talking about?
Students with developmental disabilities like autism, Asperger's, Down syndrome, not exclusively, but also students with learning disabilities or physical disabilities.
Okay. So they've been identified early on in their schooling that they have these kinds of disabilities. They've actually come through school, what being mainstreamed in classrooms and spending their days with people who are of what we would call normal intellectual capability. So I have to think that they've grown up thinking, someday I'll have a job too.
Absolutely. They are no different than any other high school student.
and I also have to think that from their parents' perspective, many of their parents have probably wandered along through the years, what's going to happen when my child gets older? Are they always going to live with me? Or what happens when something happens to me?
Yes.
And this kind of answers that question for them.
One of the great things about Project Search, where it has been for many years, is that when parents come into a hospital environment and see people with disabilities serving their kids, it gives them a light that they haven't seen before, that spectrum of people that we want to be employed are.
Sure, sure. And I have to think, too, that when people in the hospital, for instance, and Patty, you could tell me this, people in the hospital see these, then they're not kids, they're young adults, working around them, then they must even develop a higher level of respect for those skills, too.
Exactly.
That's terrific. All right. So Catherine said that the jobs they have are repetitive and complex. Tell us a little bit more about those jobs, and if you can, maybe give us an example.
Well, again, we talked about environmental services.
And what do you mean by environmental services?
Environmental services would be the housekeeping.
Okay.
So they do cleaning of the hospital, cleaning patient rooms, cleaning all the common areas within the hospital, food service, food prep, as well as serving food.
Okay.
Nursing support. Providing support on the units within the patient rooms.
And what kind of support would they be supplying there?
Really just taking care of basic needs of the patient.
Okay.
And working with the nursing staff. We also have some clerical work, filing, okay. Things of that nature in our payroll and human resources office. They've worked.
And tell us, give us an example of maybe one of the students, and I don't think you need to use real names, but tell us an example of someone who has benefited by this.
Well, we've had an individual last year who actually, last year was our first year in the program.
Okay.
And one of our students started the program and actually started out in one of our nursing units and actually worked successfully for two of his rotations. 10-week rotations. We had 20 weeks working within the nursing unit, and he was work ready.
And what do you mean by work ready?
He was eager to work.
Uh-huh.
He was job ready and had the skills and was ready to work. We had an opportunity for him, and he became employed actually before he even finished the project search
really?
Program.
And so as interns, they are unpaid. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. But then he was hired afterwards.
Exactly.
Ah, so that was my next question was how many of these students who they go through these internships, do they end up with a real paying job?
Well, about 75 to 85% of them. And that was true for our small group that we had last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we view them as work ready when they've gained the soft skills to navigate.
What do you mean by soft skills?
Soft skills meaning knowing what to say to a boss, knowing what to say to a coworker, knowing how to handle situations and work that may make them feel uncomfortable.
So like communication skills.
Communication mm-hmm. skills, absolutely.
Right.
So having the communication skills to interact within the world of work as well as whatever concrete skills they've gained on their internship site.
I see. One of the stories, and Patty, I'm going to ask you about it. One of the stories I read about it was a young adult with a developmental disability who was actually a patient at Upstate for a number of years before she ever started her internship. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little more about what she was doing?
Actually, she's here this year.
Uh-huh.
And she has been doing mostly clerical work. She's had some experience prior to starting the Project Search program, so she was very interested in doing that. So she has started out her first, they've already finished their first rotation. It's hard to believe that it's already December, but
uh-huh.
In the clerical, doing filing and sorting. And she also has worked in our physical plant stores, logging materials that come in, and she's still doing that, actually.
I think that's just terrific. I've got to think that there are parents, there may be some other school districts that are listening this morning, there might be some other businesses. So Patty, I'll ask you, is this something, I mean, this is the Syracuse City Schools in Upstate, but there could be other relationships as well, am I right?
Absolutely, absolutely. If people want more information, both Patty and I are resources for them. As far as other school districts are concerned, the idea is that this is, you know, a model that can be replicated as long as you have a host business, the involvement of a nonprofit agency, vocational rehab. So it is a work in progress. People can absolutely tap into that model because it has been so successful.
And I have to think that for some businesses, this is a great way to bring in internships and feel as if they're contributing to the life of a young person and to the community as well. And so we will give some information mm-hmm. at the end, a phone number and a web address where people can get more information. And then, of course, the one question we would be remiss if we didn't ask is, how does all of this get paid for?
Well, we are very fortunate to have tapped into the resources that the model suggests. So the Syracuse City School District supplies two teachers, and that obviously is our cost.
Sure.
Upstate allows us to have people who work here in the business mentor our students. So they have that relationship.
And that's a contribution of their time as well through their work?
Correct.
Through their jobs. Yes. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then in addition to that, we also have job coaches from ARC of Onondaga that are funded by Vocational Rehab, VESED, in New York State.
I see. Okay. So it's kind of a state program that's at the foundation, but at the at its real point, it's really contribution and volunteers' time to help these young people, and then eventually, hopefully, to hire them.
Yes.
Is that correct? Very good. Yes. Well, Patty Brecht and Catherine Teasdale-Edwards, Manager of Project Search from the Syracuse City Schools, thank you, both of you, so much for coming by this morning. I've learned a lot, and I think this is a win-win-win kind of a program. I love to hear about these kinds of things.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And listeners, we do need to take a break. Please stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments. This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.